I don't even know what to talk about. I just want to talk. I'm walking the dogs right now. And yeah, it's not been the greatest of days. I'm still in Budapest. I'm still in my friend's apartment, looking after her dogs. Well, her dog and my dog. But she's arriving today at midnight, so I gotta get ready for her arrival. Like, I wanna change the bed sheets for her and stuff. But I don't know, maybe it's because I just woke up from a fever nap. Yeah, I have the fever again. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the stress making me sick constantly, because I never used to be sick this much. And I eat healthy. I eat fruits and vegetables, I take vitamins. So there's no reason for me to be sick this much. Like, I even dress up in the cold. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with me. But I just wanna sleep and sleep and sleep and sleep and not think about things such as men. Yeah, perhaps it's a taboo subject because of the kind of work I do here. But it's hard because it feels like dating is so fucking hard. I don't understand the norms. I don't understand the mind games. I just don't understand it. And I'm trying so hard to be less naive and think that I just always see the best in so many people, and I believe them when they tell me that they want to see me again, or that they're gonna text me, or that, I don't know, that I'm beautiful, that they're looking for something long term, or are they just not texting me back because I didn't sleep with them on the first date? Is that why? But like, if I did, they still wouldn't, because that's what they wanted. And I knew it's pointless to be upset about something like this, because if he didn't like me, then obviously there's nothing I can do or change, and he won't. But I can't help but be upset about this. Because I get, show me kindness, show me caring, show me validation, and I get emotionally attached. And it doesn't matter if we just met, but if we're attracted to each other, if we have an amazing conversation, if we literally just talk non-stop and can't stop complimenting each other on everything. I'm talking looks, personality, humor, everything. Then, yes, I will start overthinking after one date. And it's not the first time that I feel that everything could have been avoided with proper communication or with new lies. Because Lula, Lula Pop, Lula, Tireida, Lula, 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 Tire, 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 Tire. So I, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, I lost the poo. I lost the fucking poo. I lost the fucking poo. My friend's dog just took a poo, but my dog ran away and I had to go and get her. Oh, I found the poo. Okay. Had to pick it up, obviously. So I'm a law-abiding citizen. Oh my god, that's a lot of poo. Okay. Got it. Get it. Anyway, I feel like people may say things they don't mean when they're overly excited, but I feel obviously it's gonna be uncomfortable to tell someone in person that you don't find them attractive or interesting, so you're not gonna say it. But you could just act, you know, a little bit indifferent, a little bit cold. Not act like, I want to marry this girl, because that's how some of the guys act like when they're on dates. And of course we're confused because we're getting mixed signals. We are getting told things and then we're getting ghosted. How does this make sense? How do you expect us to know what the hell to do? And I've been trying and trying and trying for months now to lower my expectations and to basically just not get attached to people. But there's something really important that's missing in order for me to do this, and that's honest communication. If I know that a man doesn't want a relationship, doesn't want a hookup, I mean, doesn't want something long term. Maybe he just wants a friend with benefits who he can meet like once or twice a week or a month even, and then spend some time together and then move on with his life and then call this friend again once in a while. I'm fine with it as long as I know. If I know, it's fine. But or if we go on a date and he texts me, in person is better, but I understand it's more than life, and texts me and say, look, I'm sorry, but I'm not really feeling it. That's fine too, because I've had texts like that before. They weren't nice, but they're much nicer than overthinking things and not hearing from the person. And when he tells you that I'm going to text you and it's been 2 days and he doesn't text you, and you text him and you can see that like he's clearly touched his phone but he's just not bothering to respond, like, hello, is everything okay, or are you not interested? You could just say, yeah, I'm sorry, I don't feel a vibe or whatever. Not just ignore it, because it's hurtful. It's very hurtful. Ghosting is hurtful. But yeah, I could be overthinking things, but then communicate, you know? Maybe something happened. Maybe, you know, I should hope that you can find the time to send a message to say, hey, I'm really sorry. I've got some very bad days at work and I don't know, I can't text back or whatever, but you know, that's clearly not the case. It's clearly not the case. I've just ghosted or whatever. But, yeah. This is what happens. I'm terrified of being alone. I'm terrified of not being loved. I know my friends love me, but I'm talking about romantic love. Romantic love is not the same. I'm terrified of just being stuck on my own with no one interested in me other than maybe I'm good at sucking dicks. And nobody actually wants to care about me. Nobody actually wants to cook dinner for me and cuddle me on a cold night and come out with me to walk my dog and so on. So yes, today's podcast episode was about communication. Please tell your partner, potential partner, friend, date, tell them how you feel and don't leave them hanging. Especially not if they ask. If they ask, don't just leave them hanging, because they will hurt badly, really badly. Oh, I need a hug and some pills for my fever, because yeah, I've got a fever again. These things come at the best times, they always do. I found an apartment. It's almost perfect. It's a new build, which I didn't want, But that's okay, because at least it's good with insulation and energy consumption. Because obviously everything is new, like appliances and heating and windows and stuff. The ceiling heights are not big, because I love beautiful high ceiling old houses here, and I would love to have one. But obviously they're on energy. They just eat up energy terribly. So it costs a lot of more money to maintain. But yeah, so this new build, it's actually decent in size and seems quiet. And the location is almost my favorite location. Like it's like 5 minutes walk from where I used to live, where I would want to live. But obviously that's like fussy, because this location is actually it's pretty much perfect. And it's not bad price-wise either, but don't know if I can. I don't know where I was, because a very, very drunk guy just started talking to me, and I wish I got caught off guard and I answered in Hungarian. I don't usually do that. I always pretend I'm foreign, because then they leave me alone. But hey, it is what it is. Now I'm kind of scared that he's gonna follow me home, because he's kind of seemed like a type. Anyway, I don't know where I was. Communication, I guess. Communicate. Oh, shit, I lost my train of thought. Oh, so yeah, I've spent 2 weeks here. Well, interrupted, because I had to take my grandmother to hospital, and she's okay now. She's out of the hospital, but yeah. But come on, come on. Come on. But that's what allowed me to come back here and spend a few more days here. Oh, the apartment, yeah. So I love old builds, but this is a new build. But I'm okay with it. It's just I don't know if I can afford the deposit right now, because they want like 4 months up front, which is a lot. Because like 2 months deposit and then 2 months up front rent, and I don't actually have that, so I'm gonna miss out on it. But it's just the property market is just ridiculous right now. And the way I'm looking at it, sure, I could move further out in the city, but then what's the point of me moving here if I don't live in the city? Because I would just end up having to travel hours and hours every day. Because the whole reason I want to move here is because I love it here. Because I walk out on the street and there's art everywhere, and all my friends live here. And everything is within walking distance if you're in the city. But hey, I might not be able to do this. Fuck knows. I've been trying for a year now, and it's obviously a year is a lot of time to save up. But when you have a shitty car like I do, when the shitty car keeps breaking and you have to keep spending money on it, when your grandmother is in and out of hospital, and while we do have healthcare, it's still costing some money. And when you're helping out with that, it's difficult. So anyway, it's kind of feels like you guys are my therapy still. So yeah, tomorrow my DJ friend is doing a French pop night. Funnily enough, my date was gonna come to that, but since he's not texting me back, I don't suppose he is. But I'm really looking forward to the French pop night. I really like it. And my friend is a good DJ and a good friend. So that's it from me today. Thank you for listening. Love you.